What question have you got there, Dave?
A question from Ken Neugen, which is, why, when birds fly south the winter, do they fly in a V-shape? Is there some reason for them to form this pattern? Well, yeah, birds such as geese do fly in this V-shape. And I think it's because if you imagine the wing, the bird flying along, the air on its wings, the air's trying to get up round the end of the wings, and so you get, it's sort of twisting up round. You actually get a vortex, a sort of tube of swirling air coming off the end of each wingtip. You can sometimes see them on planes, these little vortexes at the end of the wings. They sometimes put little vertical bits on the end of modern aeroplanes to try and stop it because it wastes energy. Well, now, if that's happening, that's a problem for the first bird that's flying because it wastes lots of energy swirling all this air. But if you're another bird behind it, if you get on the right side of it, then you're on the side of the swirl where it's swirling upwards. So you get a free extra bit of lift because the wind's going upwards. And so basically it takes you less energy to fly and it's less hard work. And now they've studied this, and actually if you watch the geese for a long time, they sort of share the front place because the front position's a lot harder to fly, whereas the second one's nice and easy, so they kind of swap round so as no one gets too tired when migrating thousands of miles.
Oh, isn't that nice? There's a question on the Naked Scientist forum from Connie, that's on the Naked Scientist website, and she wanted to know, can you learn things in your sleep? Now, a couple of people had answered her, and it looks like the scientific evidence isn't that brilliant, that some experiments have been done quite a long time ago, sort of in the 1950s, to look at whether people could learn languages like Chinese in their sleep or be taught to stop biting their nails. So we thought we'd throw it open to the listeners and see if there's anyone out there who's tried to learn anything in their sleep. Have they had any success? And do you think it's true? Because it'd be quite interesting to see if anyone's had any experiences of that.